Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the nine commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those nine firms here in downtown Oklahoma City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sale. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
Well, today's cattle futures market were weaker for the most part all day in the feeder cattle, but did come back at the very end. November's finished down about 15 cents at 147.72. That was about 15 lower. January, on the other hand, unchanged here at 144.80. It looks like March and April and May all down about 15 to 27 cents. But that was over a dollar off of their lows earlier in the day. Then live cattle, October expired here. It looks like the last trade there was 111.67 down $1.70. December's are down 92 at 117.37. So a lot of weakness throughout the day, but they did come back toward the end. Box beef today, choice was up $1.62 at 231.67. Select down 18 at 206.49. The lean hogs are all over the place. They closed at December closed up 20 at 65.97. That was about $2 off their low. So at one point they were down $1.80 before coming back. We've treaded through a bunch of sell-offs here in the cattle or the hogs, and they seem to keep coming back. So maybe that's a good sign going forward. But the markets overall finish about where they started here, maybe just a little bit weaker. Of course, yesterday we were significantly higher on the feeder and live cattle after making new highs for this move. So there may be some taking advantage of that being the end of October, and then opportunities to hedge here at higher levels is bringing some sellers into the market.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain futures market came back some for the wheat and soybeans after being lower. Corn and Chicago wheat actually finished lower, but corn was down a penny, put December down one at 389.75. Soybeans are up 1 to 1.5. Chicago wheat down 0.5 to 1.5. And Kansas City up a penny. Cotton futures today stayed weak all day long. December finished down 133 at 64.37. The disappointing news yesterday was the fact that the Chile APEC meeting was canceled due to unrest or violence down there. So now that had been a target date for the U.S.-Chinese trade deal, or at least the first phase. But then there were some comments overnight that the Chinese may not be willing to go the whole way for the whole agreement for various reasons. That was kind of a negative sounding bit here for the long term. And they may try to wait this deal out for another administration. So that, I think, brought some weakness back into the market here. The stock market's currently down 237 points at 26,895, and so that hurt things. The U.S. dollar index today is down 28 at 97.15. Crude oil and natural gas are both lower here. We have crude oil down about 93 cents, and then natural gas down about 6 cents. So we're giving some of those gains back today that we've had. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.